the threat of Eastern equine encephalitis. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Dr. Nancy Frank is the state veterinarian for Michigan, where two cases of the viral disease that spread by mosquitoes have been confirmed.
There are other diseases of horses that are also carried and spread by mosquitoes, one of those being West Nile virus. So sometimes when we talk about these, we lump them together since they're spread the same way. But at this point, we do know that we have Eastern equine encephalitis here in Michigan, so we know that it's in some of our mosquitoes, and so now it's time for people to really become educated about this and know what steps they can take to protect their horses.
She says the first step is to properly identify the symptoms.
Eastern equine encephalitis can be quite a serious disease in horses, and unfortunately many horses that do get this disease don't recover. It's that serious. So what horse owners might see at first is a horse that might seem depressed, which means the horse might be quieter than usual. It might just be standing, not moving around. It might lower its head. It might be less responsive to its owner or to its environment. So it'll look sick. It'll just look like it's not feeling very well. And even at that early stage, it's a good time to contact a veterinarian to get some diagnostics done to determine what actually might be causing the problem in this horse.
Dr. Frank tells Brownfield the virus can quickly progress to the brain, which can also affect behavior.
Can become wobbly. They might stumble. They might not walk straight. They might lean against a stall wall. They might even have trouble standing. And eventually, if the disease does progress, the horse will eventually go down and be unable to get up again.
She says the good news is there are preventative vaccines available.
Both Eastern equine encephalitis and West Nile virus. So we encourage all horse owners to definitely consider getting their horses vaccinated against these diseases. And it would be a good idea for them to contact their veterinarian and find out about the best ways of getting that done. The other thing people can do, since these diseases are carried by mosquitoes, is to do everything possible to prevent mosquitoes coming in contact with their horse, or with themselves for that matter, because people can also get these same diseases. These mosquitoes like to breed in water. They'll lay their eggs in water. And so if people can keep, even things like flower pots emptied, and if there's any old tires around, keep the water out.
Those steps include keeping horses inside at night, using fans and screens, and applying insect repellent. With Hoofbeat, I'm Mark Dorenkamp on Brownfield.